afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, November 4th, 2022. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
It's a beautiful day down here in the hills. I guess it's up your way, too.
It absolutely is, and we had a great day in gold and silver.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Finally.
Before I say that, though, can I ask one thing, if you don't mind? I've never done this before in your show, but I got a prayer request, if you don't mind. I have a neighbor who lives right above me here. Her name is Stephanie. Her son was killed in a car wreck a couple hours ago.
Aww.
And his name is Austin.
Aww. And, how old was he?
I'd say he's 20s.
Oh.
So I just want to ask people to pray about in prayer. I mean, Stephanie's a good lady, and that's a hard thing to, I mean, it's hard to imagine. She's a neighbor. She lives about 300-400 yards from where I live.
Where does he live?
He lived in Wyoming. He moved out there with his daddy, and mommy is here, and I guess he's here visiting and got killed just about 3-4 hours ago on driving towards his mom's house.
In West Virginia?
Yep, in West Virginia. Yep.
Wow.
So, folks, you don't mind, keep Stephanie and the whole family in your prayers. That's going to be a toughie. No doubt
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, go ahead with the good news.
Well, now it's kind of hard to bring in the good news. You ought to save that one for the end of the program.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, we did have a good day today in gold and silver, and we had the jobs report come out. And it's just really weird. We had a lot of pressure on the dollar, and so it's something's going on today. I'm not quite sure. I haven't had enough reports to really dictate what I feel comfortable with saying this is happening and this is happening. But gold was up $51 today, 50.90. $1,682. Silver was up almost a buck and a half. It was at one point in time, 1.43 right now in the New York spot price aftermarket at $20.99. Platinum was up $42 at $972. And palladium was up $84 at $1,958. Now, this is the biggest drop that we've seen in the U.S. dollar, 2.24 in a very long time. So, I think this is the biggest drop that we've had since the beginning of the, you know, so-called pandemic. So the USDX today down 2.24 at 110.74. It's still really strong, so don't get too excited about this. But, you know, yesterday you had the UK coming out saying, you know, hey, this is going to be the worst recession in the history.
Yes.
In the history of the United Kingdom.
Yep.
You know, and our strong dollar doesn't help any nation on the planet. So, you know, so that's why I said, you know, I'm really not sure what's pushing these numbers today. We'll probably figure a little bit more out over the weekend. And then we had crude oil. Again, that moved in the same way oil did, up 4.39. And it's back up over 90 at 92.56. Now, the paper markets, it was funny because they, after the jobs report, they went up and they came back. And I mean, they were teetering, you know, the Dow 22 points, you know, 40 points. I mean, it was pretty weak most of the day, but they saved it for the last hour of trade. And they were able to push that Dow Jones up 400 points. You know, so the last hour, that's what they do. They just wait and see what happens. 32,403. And we have the S&P was up 1.36%, 3,770. The NASDAQ was up same percentage as the Dow, 132 points, though, at 10,475. Everybody was positive. Europe was up big. Overnight, most of those markets were, well, all of Europe was over 2%, closer to 3. The DAX was up 2.5. The FTSE was up 2.03. France was up 2.77. So big day over, you know, in Europe right after they come out and say the biggest recession ever in history. It just cracks me up. Asia markets, and I guess this supposedly was all due because China was going to be opening up from all their COVID closures. You know, this is what's moving a lot of supposed news, and that's just hogwash. But anyway, that's what I believe. And let's see what else we got here. Bonds, they all bumped. The two-year yield, I think that was the strongest that we've seen in ages, but the 10-year yield, 4.175, that was higher. Let's go see what, and again, all the oil was higher. Again, oil, the WTI was up almost 5%. Brent was up 4.11, and you had natural gas up almost 8% on the day. So, everybody loved the jobs report. It wasn't as strong as what everybody was anticipating, 261,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked a little bit higher. But I think that the thing that came in important in that whole report was, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but was the wages. You know, they talked about all these great wages that are going up, but they're not beating the inflation rate. So it's not really helping, you know, it's truly not helping anyone because the wages are not keeping up with inflation. And that's big. I mean, that's the whole deal. We saw, again, as I mentioned, oil's rallied, all commodities. Again, the optimism of China, COVID easing. And adding 261,000 jobs. There's some big inflation reports coming out next week. So everybody's holding their breath on that. And I'll guarantee you they're going to be, I don't know if they're, I think weaker is going to be a wrong description. I think you might find a little bit of a pullback maybe. But I don't think it's really going to matter. And again, this is election, and those reports do come out, I believe, after the election. I have to look at the date to see exactly when those reports, usually those kind of reports come out on Wednesday and Thursday, but we'll see if it's before or after the election. So, in Europe, I talked about England, the UK, Europe, Bazone, their downturn deepens, looking at a winter recession. The Bank of England must sell emergency bond purchases in timely way. and that's not the last of the reports talking about all the things that are going to happen. And again, all eyes are on the election. I think everything is, they're reeling. And Butch, I don't believe this at all. I saw a report today, it's from the Washington Post, that it says nearly 9 in 10 Americans are concerned that political divisions have intensified to a point that there's an increased risk of politically motivated violence in the United States. Over 6 in 10 are very concerned. I think the media is pushing a lot of that.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
And particularly the liberal programs, the news, and... you have the Washington Post. So I don't buy it, I don't buy those numbers. And I think those numbers, I think that is fake news, if you want to use that term right now. I think it's fake news. I just don't believe it. I don't believe, unless, I don't know why there would be violence at the voting booths.
Well, I don't know either. I have another article on that somewhere in here that's going along those same lines, but I don't know. But I do know that Trump's supposed to announce his candidacy on the 14th of this month, so we'll see. He's supposed to announce he's going back into the race. We'll see what happens there. But I don't.
Well,
want
I sure hope DeSantis. I sure hope DeSantis gets in there.
I do too.
Mo because Trump I don't anytime. Believe, and I know my listeners are going to be very upset. I don't think Trump is electable.
I don't particularly. I really didn't care much for Trump anyway. Quite honest with you, but I hope DeSantis is the one to choose it. But we'll see.
No,
but, you know, but I don't want. I mean, the violence part. I mean, they're saying that the Christian white man is the one causing all this. This is what they're saying on major media, not me. It's a Christian white people that are causing this. Christian white men are causing this. So they're pushing for a fight.
Shame on you.
Yeah, really. I mean, gee, I didn't know what that mean. But anyway, but you know, we're talking about the dollar though, and I think it's important that this is our natural news. Dollar dominance scheduled for termination as Saudi Arabia declares China's reliable partner. It's China's going to become China, Saudi Arabia's a new reliable partner, folks. This is serious. The petrodollar is now on its last legs as Saudi Arabia has declared China to be its reliable partner for energy and trade. The USA, under the catastrophic leadership of fake President Joe Biden, who was planted in the Oval Office via a rigged election, has lost all credibility in the eyes of world leaders. First, U.S. military couldn't even hold its ground in Afghanistan, was beaten by local militiamen who gained the possession of tens of billions of dollars U.S. military equipment during the rest U.S. evacuation panic. Next, USA demonstrated its tyranny and warmongering insanity by taking part of it in the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline to provide energy to Europe. Adding insult to injury, the corrupt U.S. government, Treasury, and private Federal Reserve have been printing money at a maddening pace, exploiting the spatial position of the global reserve currency held by the dollar. The more dollars are printed, the more purchasing power is stolen from other nations that hold dollars. The current dollar devaluation has reached nearly 2% per month and continues to accelerate. So, yes, the dollar is losing. As you mentioned, Dave, with the USDX, all that, the dollar is starting to come down. If Saudi Arabia goes with the yen or the yuan over a dollar, Melody, the dollar is going to be worth this. It's not worth anything now, but the petro is totally up behind it. There's nothing left to hold up there. That's very serious.
Well, I mean, very true. I mean, and, you know, I mean, it was just a matter of time anyway. I mean, we all knew, you know, the Saudis are going to do whatever they're going to do. They're in a position now. They don't need the United States. They have their military. They have their, you know, they still use us to get some, you know, weapons and so forth. But, I mean, they have more money than, you know, they can pretty much do whatever they want to do. And I don't know how much debt the Saudis actually carry. I don't know if they have debt or not. Now, I do know money is funneled to the citizens and so forth through their oil purchases and everything. So they're not going to allow prices to ever go low. They'll do everything possible to keep it higher because a lot of was it Qatar? Somebody that I know was just there. And, you know, they citizens all get paychecks from the sale of these oils. So, you know, they will protect that as much as possible, and they will dump the U.S. as quickly as they need to in order to protect what they have. You know, so it's these countries, none of these countries would ever support the U.S. They all support their own nations and will do what they have to do to protect, you know, their standard of living.
That's
the way it should be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We should do the same thing. We haven't done it for years. But that's true. But again, that's the reason about the dollar up. If the dollar keeps dropping in value, and it's going to cause more anger here and worldwide. As a matter of fact, the hedge fund giant Elliott warns looming hyperinflation could lead to global societal collapse. Elliott contends markets have not fallen far enough, and the world is hurtling towards the worst financial crisis since World War II. He said investors should not assume they have seen everything. It's a very good article here. It goes on and said this, you know, and it added that the extraordinary period of cheap money is coming to an end and has made possible a set of outcomes that would be at or beyond the boundaries of the entire post of World War II period. The letter reportedly said that the world is on the path of hyperinflation, which could lead to a global societal collapse and civil or international strife. Yeah. I mean, this is serious. And they print the money like there's no point. You said this many times, Billy. It's got to come to an end. It's coming to an end. And now they're going to blame Social Security increases for this, for the inflation. I'll read in a minute, but this is where we're headed. People are getting angry. I don't want to see violence, God forbid, but people are mad. Whatever happens in an election next week, I'm sure it's going to be fraud screened on both sides. I would imagine that to be true. But when they start pointing fingers at Christian white men and at this person, at that person, and the news media hypes it up, I read yesterday, I think, that if they can promote a lie for over 21 days and make it put it on big enough scale, people are going to believe it. That's a statistic come out of the you've heard of Pavlov's dog treatment. I believe his name Pavlov or whatever.
Pavlov's dog.
Yeah. He come to conclusion, if you can make the lie 21 days in a row and make it plausible and big enough, people will believe it. Well, they keep it going long enough that it's our fault that we're going to go to civil war, and all this happens, well, you can see it being pushed that direction. I mean, it's just happening. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it is happening. BLM and all that, they're pushing and pushing and pushing this. Maybe they want a division in the nation to further take us down. I don't know. But this is getting serious, really serious. And now they're going to blame Social Security. Did you see the article? It's our fault.
Well, of course, it's senior citizens' fault. You know, we're the useless eaters, so you have to blame us.
Well, how Social Security increases could cause inflationary death spiral. Okay. It gives up. Well, international, this is the Social Security Administration recently announced an 8.7 cost of living adjustment for next year. That's the largest increase over 40 years. It represents an additional about $100 billion in annual spending for Social Security. Moreover, cost of living adjustments could increase even more in the future. However, it seems the government will pay for this $100 billion by printing even more currency, which will make prices rise even more, necessitating further cost of living increases. So, I mean, it goes on and said, from its very inception, Social Security was an unsustainable Ponzi scheme. You said it before, and it's true. They anticipate that money from new contributors will pay off early recipients. For decades, they had demographics on their side. The average American was young and had a large family, and the economy was growing. Worse, Social Security corrupted Americans, making them think they didn't have to save for their own future, that the government would provide for them. Meanwhile, the extra tax burden made it harder for them to do so, supporting a dysfunctional bureaucracy of over 60,000 employees. I have to go to break in a second, but this is phenomenal. And they're right on the money. It's telling the truth here. It's a Ponzi scheme, folks. It will come to a crash one day, and it's going to hurt when it does. But at the break, I'll finish the article.
Okay, please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I really need to work, but hitting up my buddy's got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living. Oh, oh, oh.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TruthAndEducationRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. Lots more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. I just think next week's going to be a very interesting week. It's been a long time since we saw gold up $50. I think it was during the pandemic when we were seeing the stock markets drop. We saw a couple days, a day or two, where it actually went up 60-some dollars. Can't remember if it actually closed up that high on the day, but we did have some. We do have some good runs, and I remember we're going to get runs of over $100 a day. So you ain't seen nothing yet, as I've heard they say. But anyway, so hang on, buckle up, and make sure you get your insurance policy all ready to go. And that's gold and silver. 1-800-375-4188.
Back to the article about Social Security, and I said the Social Security Administration has over 60,000 employees. Imagine what that costs to run that. It says that they're reaching a tipping point. The average American is 39, about the age when someone might become a grandparent. The economy is headed downward, and the average family is way below the replacement level of 2.2 children. Social Security currently pays about 50 million retired people every month, about one in out of six people in the U.S. I didn't know that it was that high. One in six people. As late as 1960, there were five workers for every Social Security recipient. By 2010, it became 3-1. By 2030, each beneficiary would be supported by two workers. Demographics are destined, especially for Ponzi schemes. But that's right on the money. That's been said. I remember Bob Chapman saying that many years ago. It's a Ponzi scheme. It will fail. But whenever you get people, Melody, counting on that to retire with, they don't save for their retirement. They don't plan for retirement because they're going to Social Security. That really puts them in a place where they become desperate. If this quits, what will they do? Now, that's the thing to think about. And can you imagine a better time to bring in a dollar, digital dollar, where if you follow the rules, you get money? I mean, what better time? People will depend on that because they can't take care of themselves.
Well, sure. After the during the Great Recession, it was never passed. It was probably never presented. But there was legislation that was at least thought about to where they would take senior citizens' retirement accounts and they would say, you'll never have to worry about money again. You'll never lose money. This is what you'll get, and you'll never outlive your money. So not only do they now give you a monthly paycheck, so you'll never have to worry about outliving your money. You can keep your current standard of living, maybe. But I guarantee you, your life will be shortened.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But, you know, if they would guarantee you the rest of your life, what you're making right now, with inflation, what they're saying, 8% a year, almost 9% a year, how long would that last anyway? If you go another 10 years, you live another 10 years, you're making what you're making 10 years ago to now, can you imagine what that's going to be to try to make it on that? Mm-hmm. So there's no way out of this. There's no way out of it. They got us into this scheme. It was never, matter of fact, I found that some years ago, Social Security is actually voluntary. A lot of people don't even pay into it. But I didn't know that, obviously. So, but we all count on it. That's what we thought. My mom used to count on. She said, don't kick on paying in this. There's someday you'll need it. But she didn't know no more than I did back at the time. But this now is coming to a head. Ponzi scheme is going to fall. Wow. But to a different topic.
I just want to say this real quick. I kind of looked it up, and this was dated November 4th today. And let's see if I can get this up here. It's from the Washington Examiner. And it says that DeSantis is raising more than $200 million and breaking records for the most raised by a gubernatorial candidate in history. But I'm reading this real quick, so blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't say that he has not. It's he has not indicated whether he plans to run. Hmm. So,
he's raising money for this gubernatorial race, is what that said?
Yes.
Okay.
But, and this, as again, is out of the Washington Examiner, and this is dated today. Let's see. DeSantis has not indicated whether he plans to run for the White House in 2024. So as of today, we...
Still don't know.
So, he hasn't said no, according to this paper, is my point.
That'd be a big decision, I tell you. Wow. Mm-hmm. Big decision. But the article here is another something to think about. Another food manufacturing organization shut down. 1.1 million chickens to be killed at Iowa egg farm due to bird flu infection. There we go again, folks. Price eggs are already $4 a dozen now and up. Another day, another Iowa chicken farm infected with bird flu. 1.1 million chickens will be killed at the Wright County Chicken Farm, about 80 miles north of Des Moines, ABC News reported. A commercial egg farm in north central Iowa was infected with bird flu. Iowa agriculture officials said Monday that another commercial egg farm in the state has been infected with bird flu, the first commercial farm case identified since April when a turkey farm was infected. The latest case in the Wright County in north central Iowa, about 80 miles north of Des Moines, housing 1.1 million chickens. Iowa has had 15 commercial farms infected this year, including turkeys, egg-laying hens, and other chickens. In addition, 5 backyard flocks have been affected. Because the virus is highly contagious, all birds on an infected farm are killed and disposed of to avoid the spread of the disease. Iowa has been the hardest hit with bird losses at more than 13.3 million this year before the latest farm was found infected. Nationally, more than 47.7 million birds have been infected in 43 states. It includes 251 commercial flocks and 328 backyard flocks. The Department of Agriculture figures show. So, yeah, that means the price of eggs and price of poultry is going to go through the roof, and they already started. It's already done. But can you imagine, Melody, almost 50 million birds being killed in 43 states?
Wow.
That incredible. Would affect the price of eggs, don't you, and poultry?
You would think.
Yeah, but on the bright side, maybe if there's a bright side, this Aldi, y'all know who Aldi is, probably it's a
Aldi,
Aldi, yeah, and Aldi and Walmart unleashed Thanksgiving price rewind as battle for consumer begins. Maybe this will help some in the grocery line. Anyway, consumers are receiving a much needed break this holiday season as multiple retailers are rolling back the prices on Thanksgiving items. This move is in response to the highest inflation in 40 years, crushing household finances, and negative real wage growth for 18 months, wipes out personal savings, and balloons credit card balances. We reported early Thursday that Walmart announced it would roll back prices on Thanksgiving to food 2021. To 2021 levels. Then later that day, the Washington Examiner reported that the budget supermarket Aldi will discount Thanksgiving season grocery items up to 30% to match pre-inflation price points of 2019 levels. Now, Melody, 2019 was 3 years ago. That we've had a 30% increase in that, according to this article, since in the last 3 years. That's a huge increase, is it not?
It certainly is.
Aldi called their discounting program the Thanksgiving Price Rewind. We suspect Aldi and Walmart aren't the only retailers rolling back food costs this holiday season, as this will only spark your price war among retailers. So good for them to lower their prices. Now, I still have to think that they're not going to lose money. I don't think they're going to give away products. I really don't, as far as losing money. I don't think they are. But I wouldn't think they could do that very long. But to see an inflation of 30% in 3 years on the, we'll say, Thanksgiving dinner necessities, that is a huge increase in price. I don't think anybody's salary went up 30% in the last 3 years. I don't believe so. So, Walmart, Aldi?
Not unless you were a teacher or railroad worker.
There you go. Exactly. So I don't know what this is going to lead to. Maybe some good news, perhaps. I don't know as far as prices being dropped in that. But,
yeah, but the thing of it is, when companies, regardless of what type of a store it is, you know, when they make those announcements and so forth, they're just going to increase it in other areas, and it's just loss leaders in order to get the people there. Then they end up spending other money that is already increased, and you know the store makes the same amount or you know maybe a little less, but you're right, they're still going to make a profit, you know. Most of them, anyway, if they're smart about it. I'm sure there's some that aren't smart, and you know they will be impacted, and they won't. But a lot of it is a loss leader to bring them in and buy other things. But yeah, I just got this quick report, which I thought you would get a kick out of this. Nikola, they make electric trucks,
right?
And they're slowing production. And electric truck maker Nikola Corp is laying off 7% of its workforce and 100 employees and slowing production of its battery electric trucks because the more it makes, the more money the company loses. I just thought that was kind of...
The more it makes, the more... Okay.
The more trucks they make, the more money they lose. Yeah.
I assume that means they don't sell any trucks. I assume it's what that means.
Yeah, well, not only that, it's because everything else is also getting so much more expensive.
Of course.
You know, the rising, you know, borrowing costs. Look at these interest rates, unforeseen costs that are, it says economic headwinds and unforeseen costs associated with purchasing troubled battery pack supplier Romeo Technology. So they bought them, and I guess that was not a really good deal. But so anyway. I just thought that was kind of, the more they make, the more they lose.
it's just a volume issue. They have to make more. That's why they're going to make it. So yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, Elon Musk emailed that 3,700 Twitter employees did not want to receive just now. No-nonsense billionaire fires half his staff but promises to pay them until February as he hits out at woke activists for driving away advertisers. So I don't know about this, but Elon Musk has fired 3,700 Twitter employees. Folks, I don't think he's a hero. A lot of people think he's going to be. I really don't, but we'll see. But he has cut back drastically on the staff. But he's going to pay him through February at least. So they won't just go out and leave him out in the cold. I don't have much to add to that, except we'll see what comes out of that. I don't know. But that's a huge move to lay off, to fire 3,700 people. And not only that, but he also did the same thing to a lot of management level people on top of the workers. So we'll see. Mel, any comments on that?
No, because I just don't know why everyone is so fascinated. I mean, you know, I'm sure he'll let Trump back on, which is a good thing. You know, I think that's very important, you know, and so forth. And he is making changes to where, you know, people are going to have to, you know, make monthly increases to, you know, their fees in order to be there and so forth. You know, so he is cleaning it up, and where someone is doing it for him, and he's just getting the credit for it or the backlash, whichever it may be. But it's just, I mean, here you have a billionaire that, I mean, this is probably just something to fill his time with. You know, he's probably getting a kick out of it. It's been a game for him for the whole time, from making an offer and pulling back and then coming through. And it's, you know, he only ended up buying it after the government said, you know, well, we might, you know, jinx your government deals. I mean, it's just the same business as usual with, I don't know, understand the fascination with Twitter and Elon Musk. I just don't.
Well, did you see his Hollywood? I guess his Halloween costume. I guess what it is. Looks like an Iron Man costume, kind of muscular costume with the head of Malifaux, the goat head type on the shield, and upside down cross in the middle of it. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but that's what he's wearing. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I mean, kudos to him for becoming what he became, but he didn't get there all by himself.
No, he didn't.
And so no one rarely does. So, and you know, hey, you get government contracts, yeah, you become a billionaire easily. Just ask the pharmaceutical companies.
And to get there, you got to compromise something, I would say.
And again, hard work, hey, if you, you know, so I'm not taking that away from him, you know. I'm not one that just because he's wealthy, I'm coming down on him, but I just don't understand the people's fascination with him and Twitter.
I don't either.
But anyway.
Back to money side, central bank digital currencies are the next frontier in the battle for freedom. And folks, this is for real. If you can move every human into a digital concentration camp, empty their bank account anytime you want, and tell them what they can and cannot spend money on, you got complete control. Catherine Austin Phipps said that. Central bank digital currencies are digital currencies issued directly from a nation state central bank and serve as legal tender. Critically, CBDCs are controlled by governments and may therefore represent the polar opposite of the ideas of decentralization, open source software, permissionless peer-to-peer transactions that made Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies such a revolutionary technology. As you can guess, CBDCs will be tied to user identities and digital IDs, which allow for total surveillance by the state and eliminate any chance of financial privacy. According to the Atlantic Council Central Bank Digital Currency Tracker, 112 countries, representing over 95% of global GDP, are exploring CBDC. 11 countries have already launched a digital currency, including Algeria and numerous Caribbean nations. 14 countries are testing pilot programs, including South Korea, Thailand, Saudi Arabia, Sweden, and China, which is set to expand its use of digital yuan in 2023. So there you go. Just another way to control, folks. You won't have anything in your hand at all. You have no computer or card. And if you don't like you, guess what? They cut you off. You're just done. That's all. Stick a fork in yourself. You're done. That's what's coming. That's control. And this great reset, I think, is a great move to get that done also. Any comments on that, LD?
No, sir.
I mean, I don't know what else to say to that. I mean, this, if all you got is a card, or maybe one day, God forbid, a chip or something in your hand, that's how you do your business on your phone or whatever, and you don't have the right kind of social credit score or what's the other word that I think they're going to go use, like a green score. Yeah. If you don't keep the carbon cost down, they just cut your pay. I mean, what could go wrong with that, Melody?
Oh, nothing.
I mean, gee, that we can trust them. I mean, you're already enslaved to Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and everything else. Why not get another one? Another way to get enslaved to the system? Why not be controlled even more than we are already? This is what we're facing in the world, not just in America, but in the world. We've accepted it because it's been easier for us. It's more convenient. It's so much easier just get a direct deposit, to put it on your phone, go out and spend it, put it on a car, go out and spend it. It's so easy. And that's why we're in this mess.
And we are in a mess, and we're heading into a break. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedar-Sermon. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We're in the last segment of the program today. And what do you say, Butch?
All right. Well, we can go with some more news. And this is just a little bit on the Russian-Ukraine conflict. And we got several cover on what's happening between North and South Korea. Boy, things are heating up everywhere. I mean, really, sincerely heating up everywhere. Tension is growing. It's like stretching a rubber band, Melody, and you keep pulling it, and you're expecting to just to sting your finger any time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Breaking any time. That's what you've seen people put on TV, probably put rubber bands around watermelons and watch them squeeze them, and pretty soon, poof, it's all over the place. Well, that's what I feel like we're doing here. I'm just waiting for the rubber band to break. And it's going smart. It's going to hurt. Russia preparing to move 70,000 civilians from Kherson region. Russia preparing to order a compulsory transfer of tens of thousands of residents in the Kherson region as the fight for the South heats up. This could involve as many as 70,000 civilians in what would mark a large-scale Russian withdrawal from the occupied Ukrainian city. Now, I just make a comment here. Now, folks, we hear this, 70,000 people. That's a lot of people. We know it's a lot of people. But we have no idea what that's going to mean to 70,000 people unless we'd face it ourselves. Can you imagine being ripped up from your home and forced to leave everything you owned because it could be destroyed any minute by war? Can you imagine the stress and the strain of these people, the children and their livelihoods and everything they had is behind? We in America don't comprehend this, folks. We haven't had it on our soil since war between the states. But that's not going to stay that way forever. What you're seeing worldwide is going to come to America. That's prophesied and it's going to happen. I'm just trying to tell you this, folks, that just stop and think for a minute. What would it mean if somebody come and told you to leave your home immediately, pack a little bit of a few clothes and whatever some necessities and get out of your home? We're going to have to get you out of here because you're going to be bombed or rocketed or whatever. How would you feel about that? Citing Russian officials, the Wall Street Journal reports that starting Sunday, they would begin relocating residents from the Kherson district on the east bank of the Dnipro River due to what they claim is the possibility of Ukrainian attack on a strategic dam nearby. Already evacuations have been ongoing for weeks when the city is fighting and heavy shelling encroach. CNN says, and the pro-Russian governor of Kherson, Volodymyr Sado, confirmed preparations for a mandated evacuation ahead of advancing Ukrainian forces, which a Russian decree said will be in a compulsory manner. Russian officials say that this is necessary because Ukraine forces are plotting a massive missile strike on the Kakhovka hydroelectric station to flood Kherson. Ukraine has denied these plans, of course, and has in turn accused the Russian side of essentially using the large civilians transfer as one big human shield. They want to create the impression that this is civilian evacuation. Surrounded by civilians, they understand they have a degree of safety, said a spokesman for the Southern Command of Ukraine Armed Forces. They say Russian military vehicles are intentionally mixing with civilian convoys as they exit the region. I don't know whether it's true or not, but merely 70,000 people are going to leave their homes. I don't know where they're going. They may not know themselves. But it's hard for us to place ourselves in their position because we never faced that, Melody. We never seen that. But if someone come to you and say, well, we're going to evacuate the whole eastern shore of Maryland. You're going to have to leave your home. No time to do anything about it. You can't don't time to try to sell or anything else. You're just going to get out there and leave, take a few possessions, get out of there. Wouldn't that be kind of a shock? to many people that had to do that. Well, can you imagine how they must feel to walk away from the place they lived in for years, perhaps raised their families in, and now they got to leave? We got to quit thinking this is just as numbers and statistics and happenings in other countries. We got to put it on a personal level, Melody. Understand it. This is how that would be a good move, would it? That'd be kind of rough, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it's all about also, you know, we talk about preparing various things, food, water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you also have to prepare mentally, too. And that's all part of it, too, is, you know, thinking that if it would happen, you know, how would we be able to, you know, deal with it, you know. And I mean, it's not saying you have to go dig a hole and live there for the rest of your life. I'm not saying that at all. But you do have to be prepared mentally for anything that might come. You know, it could be anything from that. It could be from any type of a catastrophic storm, a hurricane, tornado, you know, whatever types of weather we have across this nation, or any kind of catastrophic events that could happen, from earthquakes to, you know, you name it. You always need to be mentally prepared and never think that, you know, you're exempt from being included, or that it that you're exempt from those things happening to you. So
that is scary. And that is scary. And natural disasters are easier to understand than a war scenario. Why are we at war? Why are we being moved? What's going on? You know, you can understand if a hurricane comes through, you have no control over that, really, but a war. Well, anyway, North Korea keeps up its missile barrage with launch of ICBM. North Korea fired at least 6 missiles into the sea on Thursday, including an intercontinental ballistic missile that triggered evacuation warnings and halted trains in northern Japan, adding to a recent barrage of weapons tests that have escalated tensions in the region. So Japan had to halt train transportation and actually triggered evacuation warnings. The ICBM test was followed by a launch of 2 short-range ballistic missiles in the morning, drawing swift condemnation from North Korea's neighbors and the United States, which reacted by extending ongoing joint Air Force exercises with South Korea. The South Korean and Japanese military said North Korea later fired 3 more short-range missiles into the waters off the eastern coast. Those launches came an hour after a senior North Korean military official issued a statement threatening retaliation of the extension of the U.S.-South Korean drills. Japanese Defense Minister Yoshikazu Hamada said the missiles traveled as far as 300 miles. On Wednesday, North Korea fired more than 20 missiles, the most of it has launched in a single day. So America has stepped up their drills with South Korea, and North Korea retaliated and said they're going to do more. South Korea scrambles fighter jets after detecting 180 North Korean warplanes, military says. South Korea scrambled about 80 fighter jets after detecting a large number of North Korean warplanes during a 4-hour period Friday, the country military said, in a further escalation of regional tensions. In a statement, the South Korean military said it spotted about 180 North Korean military aircraft between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time, a day after Pyongyang is believed to have conducted the failed test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Tensions in the Korean Peninsula began rising Monday, when the Vigilant Storm joint military drills began between the United States and North Korea, involving hundreds of aircraft and thousands of service members from both countries, according to the U.S. Wow. Another pot boiling, Melody. Another boiling. Another one. It just doesn't sound good, does it?
You know, I saw a general on General Jack Keane on Fox News, and I think it was yesterday, and he was making the statement that, you know, it won't come to a war, that he's looking for, you know, he wants to be recognized as a nuclear nation, and, you know, within the, because like China won't allow him to go off the deep end, because China, you know, has a lot of control and so forth, because they've, you know, they really helped out North Korea in so many instances and so forth. And he gave all his reasons and so forth, but it never takes away from that oops, you know, that human error. And when you have these increased, I mean, all you need to have is a missile go off, not off target, but you know, off its projection.
Of course.
And next thing you know, it's hitting Japan. You know, because it has hit, you know, and international waters not that far away from Japan and so forth. So those are the oops that can happen, particularly you don't know his technology, how advanced.
Yes.
Yeah, how advanced and dependable it is. So that, to me, that's more scary than him actually saying, well, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to, you know, target in South Korea or something like that. It's the oops factor. And
with Japan having to actually put out evacuation warnings and close down rail travel, that's getting pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It did. It did. And so again, we'll see if this. But there's too much going on.
There is, and there's more here even to cover yet, because this is U.S. and South Korea threaten to end Kim regime if North Korea used nuclear weapon. Well, I don't know why they even brought that into the topic to begin with. Whether they're threatening nuclear weapon, I don't know. But anyway, U.S. North Korea issued a joint warning to North Korea on Thursday, warning that any use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. Really, who says so? Anyway, North Korea fired an unprecedented 23 missiles in a single day on Wednesday amid extensive joint Air Force exercise between the U.S. and South Korea. Kim's regime has made veiled threats about nuclear weapons in recent days as well. I haven't seen them. Maybe they have. Any nuclear attack against the United States or its allies and partners, including their use of non-strategic nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and will result in the end of Kim's regime, South Korean Defense Minister Jeong Suk-li said Thursday in a joint news conference with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. That's big talk.
It is very big.
And it's scary talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, what would happen? And do you think China would sit by and do nothing? Do you think Russia wouldn't come to North Korea?
No, absolutely not.
So this is...
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to test something. But is that the same as using it?
I don't know. I just know this getting awful close to...
It is.
It's just like a tripwire for a landmine. You're trying to tiptoe around it.
Yep.
You know, it's very dangerous.
Agreed.
And
we're
seeing them with Russia and Ukraine. And now Turkey wants to leave NATO and join Russia. I guess you heard that too, didn't you?
Yeah. Let them.
Turkey wants to leave NATO. And we keep pushing the button on this issue of putting missiles in Ukraine. And we... kicked Russia out of Cuba in 62. We expect Russia going to sit back and do nothing as we do that to them. This is so insane. It's like madman playing with Russian roulette. It's scary. Eventually, somebody is going to hit the wrong cylinder, Melody, and it's going to be over. That's scary.
I agree. It is.
It's very scary. And I won't get through a lot of this here.
Particularly if you look at who's holding positions of power. That's what's scary.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Oh, my, yes. Yeah, and the loss of face or integrity of the U.S. with foreign countries, the loss of trust with our allies, who may turn against us when it comes push comes to shove?
Mm-hmm.
These are things that we got to weigh in the balance. And I just want to read this headline. We'll get to the good news. California professor and ex-CIA staffer claims that Christian white men are primed to start the Civil War in America because they were the once dominant, are in decline, and blames a rightful spike in violent extremism. I just want to share that. That's coming from a college professor who says a white man is going to start Civil War. But anyway, as that goes. And Trump is as team eyes November 14th for announcement to run for presidency. We'll see about that also. But I will share something good. I think it's a beautiful story. Because I thank God for the balance out there, yet there are some beautiful things to see and among people. This article's entitled, He Could Barely Afford It. I was in a hurry and stopped at a gas station to fill up. While I was outside my car, a man came up to me and asked if I could spare a buck or two for his gas. He, his wife, and his daughter were traveling but were broke and barely made it to the station. They had a broken-down old Volvo, and it was clear that they were vagabonds of some sort who lived in their car. The kid was at most 2 years old. I was pretty low on cash myself, but I thought, hey, what the heck I'll do. I could use some information that people can be kind if I were in their situation. So I swiped my card at their pump and said, fill her up. Good luck to you and your family. I hope you can get this I hope you can, this can get you where you're going, and walked away. He started crying as I left, and I would have lost a tooth if I wasn't too proud to do so in public. To see a grown man cry like that, both for having received an unexpected gift and for having to be put in this position of begging to keep his family safe, was one of the most profound experiences of my life. I haven't told anyone until now, he said. So that is touching. The man he helped was starting to cry, and he said, I would have too if I hadn't been too proud to cry in public. But imagine if you can feel for the guy that's trying to take care of his family. No money for fuel, probably not enough money for food. And the guy filled his tank up for him. That's got to be a blessing beyond words. And a relief beyond words. Anything
absolutely
you want to add to that?
Yep. No, I don't.
I mean, this. Thank God there's still people in the world, the people out there really care. They're out there. Actually, they're out there. And someone would take time to help a family stuck without fuel, don't know where they were going, but just fill a tank up, and the guy started crying over that. The humility of that had to break the man's heart to receive the gift. But the Bible says, more blessed to give than is to receive. So the man who gave also got blessed out of it.
Absolutely.
That's all I got for today.
Okay, and I think that's all the seconds that I have for the day. We're out of time. We'll be back on Monday. Have a safe weekend, and until Monday, good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.